Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 12, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Well, about 80 of our More Success Team members just returned from a fabulous performance club trip to Paradise Island at Atlantis in the Bahamas. We had an incredible time, and I'd like to share a few testimonials with everyone tonight with our team. So first of all, I'm going to go out to the state of Texas and to Bronze Executive Director, Ms. Barbara Wilson. Barbara, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
I can hear you, Barbara. Go right ahead.
Oh, great. Well, of course it was great. It was wonderful. I mean, we've done so many of these trips, and you think, well, it's just going to be another trip. And, you know, we got to see so many of the Moore family, you and Pat and everyone that was there from our family. And we look forward to those trips every year. We try to make sure that we are on them. We've been on 7 of these trips. And I know it sounds just hokey to say that, oh, this is the best one ever. But seriously, y'all, if you weren't there, everybody was there already knows this. It was the best one ever. And I don't go to these things expecting to be inspired business-wise. I go to relax. But the opening dinner that we had, and Mr. Jeff Bell, and he inspired me, because when he said, you know, he said to us, why not? And it hit me in a way that it never hit me before, that why not can't we do this? Why not can't we move to the next level? And so I spent the whole weekend in the pool, in the rapids with y'all, and on the slide, when my husband was on the slides, which I did not take, but he was on the slides, we were on the grounds. We had the most fabulous meals, and with everything that we did all week, I was always thinking, why not? Why not make this possible for every member on our team? Why not? And I'm just motivated more than ever to see why not. If we get afraid, and so many new people, we get afraid, or if we've been stale and we haven't been doing our business, we get afraid. And so you have to ask yourself, why not? And so I went through the whole weekend doing that with why not? Why not? Why not make the next level? And I was so intrigued with the Atlantis and all the stories about it being built there and their history and the indigenous people that were all captured as slaves and sent to Spain, and it was so interesting, and all the people that are there now. And it was just beautiful kindness. The people were so kind that were there, and it made me want to be a better person just being around those people. They had servants' hearts, and they were all taking care of us in this beautiful room. We didn't have a suite, but it might as well have been. It was so nice, and the closets and the showers and the tubs, and it was first class. It really was. We asked Mr. Hodges about how much this cost the company, and somebody said it must have cost $1 million. He said it was several. And I believe it, because it was so luxurious. You know, the pools were beautiful and the people were great. And there's so many. I just can't even say enough about this particular trip. But I just feel like the possibilities that these trips do for me, that I want to make sure that everybody on my team sees it for themselves. Why not go to the next trip? Why not go? Why not plan it, put it on your calendar, work it out, draw it out so that you can be with us? Because it's everyone that's there. We all have so much fun, but it would be so much more fun if more of our family, our team members were there with us. It was an inspiring week. It was beautiful water. And they have the sanctuary for all these sea life. You know, they took care of the 14 dolphins in Mississippi during Katrina. They all got out after that storm, and they took them in, and they've reproduced up to 44 dolphins now. So it's a sanctuary for SeaWorld, and it's just all these sea life, and it was beautiful, all the sharks and the stingrays. It was just, I know people can say more about this than what I'm saying, but it was inspiring. I just want to tell y'all, try to go to the next trip. It was so inspiring. I feel like Mr. Stonecipher's vision lives through us when we go on these. Everyone's invited, but only a few accept the invitation. And I, not to ramble on, but Randy, thank you for letting me share that because it was so important to me to let everyone know that why not? Why not you? Why not us? Thank you, Randy.
Well, you're welcome, Barbara. You did an outstanding job. Let's go on to the state of New York and an executive director, Mr. Keith Wan. Keith, are you on the call?
Absolutely. Here on the call with my beautiful wife, Amelia. What a fantastic trip. We're so excited. We've qualified 4 out of the 5 years that we've done this. For me, there were just so many things. Every time I go to one of these things, you know, my wife and I, we make life decisions. You know, a couple years ago at this retreat, we made the decision to move up to New York. This is a great place to make those kind of life decisions because you're surrounded with all these wonderful leaders and legends in Legal Shield, not only on our own team, but throughout other teams too. It just, you know, on the last day, we were able to just camp out at the pool, and Mr. Larry Smith just sat down there. So we had 3 hours of time with him, and everybody, you know, saw him, of course, would stop. And, you know, we felt like we had 10 to 20 legends just sitting there. I felt like I wish I had my notebook and pencil to take so many notes and gems. And, you know, and I need to be honest with you. For me, it was physically hard to get to this trip. It wasn't Legal Shield hard because following the 10 core commitments, you know, doing what we need to do, 2 exposures a day, we were able to qualify for the trip. 7 weeks ago, I ruptured my patella tendon. So I still can't walk without the assistance of a brace. My kneecap was pretty much halfway up between my knee and my thigh. Had surgery, and I told the doctor, you got to get me there. They did some aggressive therapy, and they got me there. And that was the hard part. You know, qualifying for these trips, you don't have to go to the doctor. It's just, you know, like everyone said before, everyone's invited. It's just a matter of doing the basics to get there. You know, the dinners were phenomenal, expensive for Legal Shield. And like you said, Barbara, you know, a couple $1 million. Our family, our children were there with us. And, of course, we did some homeschooling. And my son Douglas, he calculated $10 million because he times the amount of people, the rooms. He would look at the plate. So he said it cost Legal Shield at least $10 million. But what a great treat, Amelia.
I just wanted to add that, yeah, this isn't just about us. It is about the kids. I don't know if you all saw the video that my son did. He's like, Mom, you know, you're a ring earner, but, you know, these other folks, they're doing $100,000. Why don't you? And I'm like, well, because we just got here, so give me a break. He's like, no, we got to put it out there. And he did I did the video of him just, you know, writing it in the sand and stuff. So it's not just about us. It's a family affair. And, you know, this really solidified it on this trip. So we just thank Legal Shield for giving our kids that memory that and goal setting, you know, helping us help them reach their goals as well. So great trip. Want to see everybody on it, the next one.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thank you, Keith and Amelia. Next, let's go to the state of Kentucky and Executive Director, Ms. Stephanie Bowley. Stephanie, are you on?
I am, Randy. Thank you. And, you know, Barbara and Keith have already said just so much of what we got to experience there. And I've been on, I think this was our 5th trip. You know, I would say I would never miss another trip, but I honestly can say for us it was just the best trip. This resort was world class. It combined, and I'm not a gambler, but it combined Vegas with beautiful sandy beaches and clear water. The grounds were magnificent. The rooms, like Barbara said, the normal size rooms were suites in themselves. They were enormous. They had walk-in closets and it was like an apartment in itself. The food was phenomenal, you know. I mean, there were world-class food. We ate dinners that were over $200 a meal, and I was sitting there thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, we really do work with the best company on the planet. Just so an incredible venue. Wonderful people, wonderful friends and family that we got to gather with, all of you on the Moore team. And now, for those that weren't there, I will say this, you know, and Barbara and I talked about this a lot. When Jeff Bell said, why not? It was like when we were at convention and Mel Robbins used the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was an aha moment for me that I came back from convention just saying that, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you know, get on the phone, make the calls, set the appointments. And this was the other aha nugget that I got from this great relaxing vacation is why not be a platinum member? Why not be in Performance Club? Why not hit the 100,000, the 200, the million-dollar ring? It just really let us see that nothing is impossible. And like Keith said, when you're just hanging out in the pool with legends like the Moore family and the other Platinum Council members that were there just pouring into you, you realize their stories are not much different from any of ours. We all were shown an opportunity. We all had to go out and make that first sale and then the fifth sale. And it is just a building of confidence. So I encourage everyone who wasn't there, maybe because you're brand new in the business and you just got in and you didn't have time to qualify, but there's another trip. And there's more to come. We have an incredible conference coming up in Columbus in September. We have a Disney or Universal trip coming up in December. We've got Jamaica next year. So I will stand with Barbara and just saying whatever is holding you back, say to yourself, why not me? Why don't you deserve it? And if you feel that you don't, I encourage you just to get around those people that have that are going to where you want to go and just that self-development and the mindset, the change of mindset that you will receive will get you on that next trip. So we just feel blessed, and we look forward to many more trips with Legal Shield and our family. And thank you so much, Randy.
Well, you're welcome, Stephanie. Appreciate that. Next, let's go to back to the state of New Mexico and to a first-time trip winner, someone that I know is very excited about this trip, and that's Miss Lemetria Davis. Miss Davis, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am, Mr. Moore. Thank you so much for everything, and this was such an amazing trip. The best part, there are several things everyone has already mentioned, most of it, but I actually disconnected from my phone the entire trip. I wasn't keeping track of the time. I remember every time I signed my bill at dinner, said, thank you, Legal Shield, because I knew that they were paying for everything on that trip. Saturday afternoon, I was laying on the beach alone reading Dig Deep by J.C. Watts Jr., and I was just thanking God how blessed I was to be there at that very moment. And Mr. Parrish at dinner Saturday evening challenged me, asked me how many people from my team, will be in Jamaica next year. I told him 10, but on my way home from the trip, I'm going to try to double that. So the challenge is on, and it's my first of many trips, and I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank you all for being there as a family as well.
Well, thank you, Ms. Davis. It was so great seeing you on the very first trip. I know you were very, very excited. Last, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Randy, and a lot of great just memories and great descriptions of the trip shared tonight. Just a couple of things that I'll add to that is we've talked a lot about the fellowship, which was amazing. The food was also excellent. They talked about the all-you-can-eat. I didn't count, but I bet there was 15 or 20 restaurants, on that resort, and everything from casual by the beach to, kind of diner setting, more casual, to really fancy restaurants. And again, Legal Shield was paying the tab, so you could have something casual or simple or quick, or you could have the $200 steak dinner. And Legal Shield was covering that with that all-inclusive wristband. Also, the wildlife and the lagoons all over the resort, I really enjoyed seeing that. You could see them actually from the room, but just walking around, the sea turtles, the stingrays, the different sharks and fish. There was actually a wall of those outdoor lagoons that was like a huge glass aquarium that you could actually walk through from the lower level, just down the steps from the lobby, and actually see those fish all times of the day and night right from indoors as well. There's also, I was impressed with a theater room in the resort, and I was walking by one night, and the NBA Finals was playing, and they had it actually in the theater room, and so people were watching the game later at night right in there in the resort theater. But the views, the environment was incredible. As soon as you open the door of your room, All you saw was the ocean, you know, just full floor-to-ceiling ocean views right from the hallway, right just opening the door of your room. So it was an amazing trip, an incredible resort, and you definitely want to make sure that you're getting in a rhythm into your business and do what you need to do, like Keith said, the two a day at least, to be on pace to be on those trips with us in the future.
Also, Alex, if you don't mind, I think you had somebody you want to specially recognize tonight.
I do. We have Naomi Golnitz on the call with us from the great state of Minnesota, and she's actually the newest director on the Moore Success Team, and some of you have met Naomi at the team events and the national conferences. She's been an inspiration to people throughout the country all over from the team, you know, that have seen her, you know, doing her knee exercises. She actually had a full knee replacement and has been performance club qualified for, I think, a year and a half, it seems like, so far. She's getting the check every month, and now she's become a director. So, Naomi, welcome to the call, and congratulations. And any words that you might want to share with the team tonight?
Well, thank you, Alex. I just can't say enough for the wonderful support that I get from you and Linda, and also the Moore team. And it's so fun to know across the nation that, you know, people are supporting you because they've been doing it themselves. And I've seen how others have, well, had some mishaps and have gone forward. And I've just set myself small goals, and everyone's been encouraging. And I heard a phrase now, I think it was pretty much every call, that it's called recruit, recruit, recruit. And I did the director all by myself because of my health, but I now know I've been working like crazy now, meeting with people that need to be working with Legal Shield, and they're really impressed with all the tools and technology. So that's my next step. That's my next mission, and I just can't thank everyone enough for supporting me. It's wonderful.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, and we're definitely going to help you build a team and expand your efforts. It's a lot more fun with a team, I'll tell you that much. So
I've heard that. Thank
you. So thanks for being on tonight. And, Randy, we'll turn the call back over to you.
All right, Alex. Appreciate that. Naomi, again, congratulations to you. And we appreciate all the testimonials for the Performance Club trip. If you've never made one of those trips, we try to give you just a little taste. But there's nothing like being there in person. So we've got there's plenty of them coming up. Just make sure and then get your points each month and make sure you qualify, because we want to make sure everyone gets a chance to enjoy what we got to enjoy. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director and Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and that's the leader of our team, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, sir, Randy. What exciting news. I just sat here and thought, man, I wish I'd have been there. Should have went to work, shouldn't I? No, I made it, Randy. You know that. You know, Randy, I was thinking through all that. We have a team member, Bob Williams, that called me, and they're fixed to take his leg off. And everybody that could think about Bob or knows Bob, please pray for him. Now then, to introduce the speaker tonight is someone that I've grown quite fond of, kind of adopted on the side there. He's been a part of the Moore Success Team for 8.5 years. He's one of our top recruiters, and he's one of the most energetic trainers of our team retreats every year, has tremendous success over his career. He has a background in Wall Street in the mortgage business. He and his wife, Amber, have 11 children. Hope he's going to have another, just make it even dozen, because about a dozen are cheaper out here. Part-time associates, full-time parents, part-time effort, full-time success. Damon tonight is going to be talking on why the time is now, not for Legal Shield, but for you. Mr. Damon Shebers, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, Damon. It's your show. Go for it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's always an honor to be introduced by someone who's not only a legend in Legal Shield, but someone who's my personal hero, Mr. Moore. Thank you so much. And, Randy, don't worry. He may have adopted me, but I know I'm not in the will. So, you know, it's all good. I wanted to share a couple of personal things with you guys tonight, and a little while ago, my aunt, who's I guess she's 81, maybe 82, somewhere right in there, she sent me a copy of the eulogy that was written for my grandmother. And I read through it, and it was written by someone who knew her. It was written by my cousin, Gil. He's a rabbi. He's a retired rabbi now. But he did the eulogy, flew out from California to New York when my grandmother passed away. I'm 43 now. I was 12 years old, I think, at the time. So it was, 30 years ago that she passed on. But I read through this eulogy, and it was almost sad. It wasn't sad that she passed on, right? The eulogy was sad. Basically, it said that she lived a hard life and an unremarkable life and a sad life. And I don't necessarily know why my aunt sent that to me, but because she sent it to me, I read it, and I thought about it for, probably a few days, just thinking, I want to make sure that I don't have the kind of life that the only thing that could be said afterwards was the same thing that was said about my grandmother. Now, it said she was a good woman and things like that, and that was nice, but sad, unremarkable, right? It's not that, that's what was said, that's the takeaway from it. A month and a half ago, April 21st, my father died. And it was all good. He went out on his own terms. He was a 29-year stroke victim. He had a stroke that left him paralyzed and his speech motor skills shot when he was 42 years old. I was 14 when he had the stroke. And so he was a stroke victim of 29 years. It was amazing that he lived as long as he did. And I remember having an impression, a few years ago and just kept praying that he would live to see two things. I prayed that he would live to see us get our ring, which he did. And I prayed that he would live long enough to see my sister get married, which he did. I thought both of those would give him great joy, and I believe they did. And, but over the last 5 months of his life, he went downhill pretty fast and eventually decided that he had had enough, and he said, I'm going to stop taking my meds and, stop being aggressively treated, just palliative care. And so he went out on his own terms, but I remember thinking, again, and I thought about my dad, who lived with me up until about 3 years ago. He actually lived with me, and we took care of him from 1999 until 2014, so we took care of him for 15 years. So I thought about him all those years, but I really thought about him, the last few months, and then, of course, after he passed. And, it hit me harder. Because in all honesty, I felt like I've got this incredible opportunity and I can write my own ticket. And I want you guys to understand that. You get to write your own ticket. But I thought I should have been in a better position so that he didn't have to be in a nursing home. He could have been at home with us. I wanted him to be able to be at home with us, and whatever the cost of that was, I wanted to be able to write a check. And just, we have a large family, 11 kids. It takes a little bit more in our house for us to make ends meet. I always joke around, if it takes $10,000 a year to raise a kid, then Amber and I are $10,000 in the hole every year, right? But the idea is I thought a lot about it, and for years, I kept saying, for the last 3 years that he was in a nursing home, I kept saying, I got to make more money so I can bring my dad home. And Amber would always try and comfort me. I said, honey, I appreciate it. I'm not beating myself up in a bad way, but listen, I got to make more money so I can bring my dad home. And we just never quite got there. But I'll tell you what I don't want. I don't want to ever be in a position where I'm suffering from some disability, physical, mental, whatever. And I don't ever want to be in a position where I've got to be in a nursing home or in an institution or whatever the case is. I want to be able to have enough money that I can be at home. And I want to have enough money that I can be at home and that my wife doesn't have to be the one doing all the home care, right, the medical care, whatever it is. And again, we get to write our ticket. I was thinking about that, and some people on my team have heard me say this before, but again, I'm 43 years old. There's a good chance that I'm more than halfway through my life. Now, I hope to live to 90. In my briefing presentation, I always use this example, if I live to 90. So I hope to live to 90, but statistically speaking, there's a good chance I'm more than halfway through my life. I don't know where you are in your life right now. Some of you are older. Some of you are younger. Maybe a few of us are the same age. But I also understand that no one's promised tomorrow. I went through, in preparing for this call tonight, I went through the obituaries. Okay? And this is just in Boise. In the last couple of weeks in Boise, there have been 146 people who have moved on to be with the Lord. But out of 146 people, one in four of them did not live to see their Social Security check, meaning they didn't live to hit 65. One in four, right? One in three didn't live to see 70, 69 and younger. The great Dave Cerulli, I think was 66 or 67, maybe 68, somewhere right in there, when he passed on. Right? So again, I can't promise myself that I'm only halfway through. I might be two-thirds of the way through. And I know I haven't accomplished everything I want to accomplish in Legal Shield and in life. But Legal Shield, accomplishing in Legal Shield is the key for me to accomplishing in life. But what if I'm two-thirds of the way through? What if I'm three-quarters of the way through? Right? It doesn't have to be an illness. It could be an accident. Out of those people, two of them died in their 20s. Six in their early 30s. Three of them died in their 40s. 14 of them died in their 50s. What if I only lived to be 55? Now, the difference is, what if we knew when we were going to die? If someone told you, you know, if God told you, an angel told you, whatever, if you knew that you had 12 years left, would you have a greater sense of urgency tomorrow? If you had 12 years left, I'll tell you what, I have got some huge goals. And if I live to hit my goal of 90, my goals are so big, I don't know that I can accomplish them if I have another 47 years. I want you to get some big goals. You get some big goals, you'll hit the little ones along the way. You'll hit the medium ones along the way. You'll even hit some big ones along the way. But you need to get some massive goals. Right? I can hear Alex Gardner thinking, big, hairy, audacious goals. And then you just work toward them. And just like Kevin Costner's character in The Guardian, you know, you swim as hard as you can for as long as you can. I'm telling you, we have got some massive things to accomplish. And part of the problem is some of you don't think you can accomplish even small goals. I'm telling you, the time is now. We got to change the way you're thinking. You know, Barbara Manley and Stephanie Boley both talked about, you know, why not, how Jeff Bell talked about why not. Listen, I'm reading a book right now called The Power of Habit. Unbelievable. I'm only 100 pages into it, but let me tell you something. I'm so excited about, I haven't been this excited about a book since probably I read Start With Why in 2012, but I am so excited about this book. I sent 3 copies to people already. I've got my team reading it with me this month. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. D-U-H-I-G-G. Charles Duhigg. And here's the thing. I'm reading this book, and I'm also reading a book that Mel Roberson recommended to us a couple of weeks ago when he was on the call called The Obstacle is the Way. And I'm halfway through that book. And I'm telling you, between those two books and being on the Atlantis trip and having conversations with Darnell Self and Michael Dorsey and Larry Smith, I know a couple of things now, and I am fired up, like more excited than maybe than I've ever been. Like, I think I'm more excited right now than when I got my ring. I'm more excited now than when I hit exec the first time. Because all of a sudden I have a sense of urgency that I've never had before. I've got a sense of responsibility, but I also have a sense of knowing what we're going to accomplish. And I want you guys to understand that's what you need. Now, hopefully, I can give you some excitement. But you've got to be able to figure out why you're here. Why are you in Legal Shield, although you need to figure that out too, but why you're here, right? The old quote, and I can't remember who said it. I apologize for that. But the two most important days in a person's life, I'm paraphrasing, are the day he's born and the day he finds out why. You need to know why you're here. And I'm telling you, when you find out why you're here, Legal Shield is the vehicle to help you accomplish it. Now, for some of you, for Mr. Moore, for myself, Legal Shield is the reason I'm here. For some of you, it may just be the vehicle that allows you to accomplish your purpose. But either way, we got to start going out with some energy. We got to start going out with some urgency because no one is promised tomorrow. Two 20-somethings, passed away in the last 2 weeks. I'm twice their age. I've had twice their lives. I'm not promised tomorrow. I got to tell you, I want to talk about one person in particular, Mr. Nick Fowler. Last month, did something totally amazing, but he did it because he went out with a sense of purpose, with a sense of energy, and with a sense of urgency. On the last day of the month, when he woke up in the morning on the last day of May, he was at 15 counters. Between him and his organization. 15. They finished the day at 52. 37 counters on the last day of the month, 22 in one line. So 50 counters, countable counters, on the nose. And yeah, he got a lot of help from his team, got some help from outside his team, right? We helped him. But the idea is he was going out with a sense of urgency. He didn't even call me to let me know what was happening. I looked in my back office. I saw what was happening. I called him. I said, what do you need? Because when you're moving with a sense of urgency and a sense of energy and a sense of purpose, people are going to notice. And people are going to want to help. And he got it done. And it wasn't just him. It was, you know, he had his whole team, you know, Heike Grizzle and Chris Koch and Michael Hassan and Calista Fiore, and a bunch of other people. But they got it done. So congratulations, first of all, to all of you. That's an amazing feat. But I hope you take away from it the right thing. Not that we did something amazing, but rather that you're capable of amazing things all the time. I hope everyone on this call understands that Nick and his team, although they did something special, if you ask them, none of them would say that they're special, including Nick. They just saw an opportunity, and they had a sense of urgency, and they knew they had to get it done. And by the same token, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, I want you to know you are capable, and if you conceived it in your mind, and you can believe it, then you can achieve it. There is no stop. I want you to understand, if you have the thought, you're halfway there. If you ever thought to yourself, gosh, I wonder what it would be like to be an executive director, you are halfway there. If you ever got into Performance Club and helped one other person get into Performance Club, that is the formula. You just have to do it more. But that is the formula. You're three quarters of the way there. If you ever thought to yourself, I would love to cross the stage as a $100,000 ring earner, you're 90% of the way there. Every ring earner on this call, every ring earner on the More Success team has had those same thoughts. With the exception of maybe Mr. Kenmore, because he was around before they had the ring program. But we've all had those same thoughts. The only difference is we realize the same question that Jeff Bell was asking, that Stephanie Boley and Barbara Manley talked about. I'm sorry, Barbara Wilson. Right? Why not? I've heard that the definition of hell is the person you are meeting the person that you could have become. I don't want you to have that experience. You know, just like Frank O'Coin, I want to build a wall of security around Amber so that if I'm gone, she is taken care of, that all of my kids are better off because I live. Other people on the outside looking in would say my dad left me nothing. Now, that's not true. He left me a lot of things. They all show up in the values, right? But people on the outside looking in would say my dad left me nothing. He died penniless. In fact, I just got a bill today from his last nursing home for an amount due, $1,500 for 8 days. And I just look at it and I say, no one on this call ever has the excuse that no one showed him a better way. No one on this call can ever look and say, I wasn't worthy. I'm telling you that you are worthy. You are just as worthy as me, as Randy Moore, as Jeremy, as Alex Gardner, as any of the ringers. You are just as worthy. We are all children of God. And trust me, people look and they see the end result. And hopefully I'm still a work in the making, but people look and see the end result and think we've always been this way. Ask Dave Hall. He'll tell you how rough around the edges I was 8 years ago. And I was already involved in personal development when I got into Legal Shield. But still, rough around the edges. wherever you are, whatever your crisis, it doesn't matter. I'm so grateful to Mel Roberson for recommending that book. The obstacle is the way. We solve the obstacle, and all of a sudden, we're light years ahead. We got to dream big. Mr. Moore, I don't know if you know this, but my personal mission is to create 500 platinum executive directors and to have 10,000 people in performance clubs and to honor the legacy entrusted to us by Harlan Stonecipher of Justice for All. That's my mission. That's the mission that my team is on. We are excited. You can do this. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
I didn't know if Mr. Kenmore was back on or not, but Dan,
yeah, I'm on. I'm on, Randy. I'm here.
Go right ahead, Mr. Moore.
Well, I just want to say a great job, and I want to tell everybody I'm glad to hear all the good reports because we've just begun. I'm gradually getting back on the job. I'm going to be there in the morning for a couple, 3 hours. So I want to thank you all for playing for me. Thank you all for being on the team. Let's keep putting God first, family second, and prepaid legal third. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.